Military General, Some Afghans on U.S. Bases Reported for Robbery, Theft. By John Binder on October 1, 2021. A handful of Afghans living temporarily on United States military bases, as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation, have been reported for robbery and theft, U.S. Air Force General Glenn Van Hertsk says. During a press conference this week, Van Hertsk confirmed that there have been criminal instances at several of the U.S. military bases where the Biden administration is currently housing about 40,800 Afghans. In 6 weeks in Operation Allies Welcome, in a population of 53,000, there have been 8 reported cases of robbery and theft. Van Hertsk said, downplaying the cases by comparing them to crimes committed by American citizens. We have, on average, more than 600 security and law enforcement professionals at each task force each and every day, Van Hertsk said of the security on the bases. If you look across, that is about 3 to 4 times the average of most cities around the globe. The theft and robbery instances are in addition to criminal charges against a number of Afghan men at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin and Fort Bliss in Texas. 2 Afghan men, for instance, at Fort McCoy are being prosecuted for separate charges of domestic abuse and child sex crimes. In those 2 cases, one of the Afghans is accused of strangling and suffocating his wife, whom he has allegedly abused for years. The other Afghan is accused of molesting 12-year-old and 14-year-old boys and threatening them with violence if they reported the abuse. Likewise, at Fort Bliss, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is investigating an incident where a female U.S. service member was assaulted by a small group of male Afghans. Sources with knowledge of the incident said 3 Afghan men attacked the woman as she was going to her car late in the evening. Van Hertsk said there have not been any additional cases of U.S. service members being attacked as of September 30, stating that the Fort Bliss attack is the only one that he is aware of. Representative Andy Biggs, R. Oz, and Tom Tiffany, R.Y., along with other Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y., have sought information about the criminal records of Afghans brought to the U.S. and criminal cases occurring on the bases where they are being housed. Thus far, the Biden administration has not disclosed any such information. The latest Pew Research Center survey shows Americans are, by a majority of 55%, not confident in the Biden administration's ability to adequately vet Afghans they are bringing to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.